Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, and welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We are live streaming around the world. We are broadcasting on the terrestrial stations throughout the Spokane and Kootenai County areas, Idaho, Washington. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. This is Wiffle Bat Wednesday, of
course.
Yes,
it is.
And boy, with all the stuff going on in Israel.
It is coming undone, man. Also, you know what, though? It was so cool. Yesterday, we were watching all that footage, the live footage.
Yep.
I mean, the Israelis were wiffle batting the snot out of those missiles coming in.
They were.
Whack, 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 whack.
Boy, I was very impressed with the defense that they're putting up against that.
Yep. That was. I was just jumping up. I was just like, yeah, that's awesome. It's like the Iron Dome.
Right.
You've got
I had
missile batteries. All this stuff. It was just so cool. But
yep, I had a whole list of everything that they were using to defend themselves from Hamas. And I've got it written here somewhere in my notes.
Backed by Iran. Their fingerprints are all over everything.
Yep.
So we'll get to that. We'll get to the – we've got a – it's jam-packed. We've fuel shortages on the East Coast. We have our own thoughts on this whole thing, cyber attack situation, and the ramifications of that. You know, we're seeing even around here. I don't even know how many trucks I've seen with tons of 5 gallon gas cans in the back. So
yeah, those are the smart people,
right? Well,
yep. They're filling up while they can.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep.
So, or the rich people.
Yeah. Well, those are the
rich people that can fill up all those 5 gallon gas cans.
Well, yeah, that's kind of where one of those 500 gallon tanks would have been really handy to already have sitting there.
Oh, yeah.
Full.
Yeah. So the really smart people were the people that bought fuel
long time ago.
Last fall, and they've treated it.
Right.
And it's, you know, the clear gas.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, well, we've got a lot to talk about. There's a bunch of stuff on our docket. Obviously, we're not going to get to all of it because we never do, but we are going to have fun trying.
That's right. We'll see how much we can squeak by.
And we're going to wiffle bat some communists along the way.
Yep.
Because
that's what we do.
But yeah, and that's what they want.
Yeah,
that's what they need.
Yes.
That's what they need, not what they want.
But. Well, and that's, you know, we've been talking about that quite a bit, and through random Bible passages too, you know, mm-hmm. about how God likes to see a courageous and brave person stand up on his behalf,
right.
You know, and take offense towards godless things that are going on, you know.
And I think that I think it was really the Holy Spirit that was revealing to us, you know, clarifying what it means to love your enemies.
That's right.
You know, and the number one thing you can do is call them to repentance. You know, share the gospel with them and call them to repentance.
Yep.
That's the most loving thing that you can do. And letting wickedness continue on because you want to be a nice guy is not loving them.
Right.
And, loving them to death, I guess, because there's no hope for them, you know.
Yeah, because we're concerned about the second death, you know.
Right.
Everybody's going to die the first death. But not everybody's going to die the second death.
Mm-hmm.
So,
no one gets out of this alive. We're all terminal.
Well,
we've got a bunch of these stories lined up. Sam Culper at the Forward Observer has done a really great job with analysis of some of the stuff going on, especially as it relates to China. A bunch of stuff I'm going to get into here in a little bit. But let's do word of the day.
Yes, the word of the day.
Four and a half minutes into it. Very cool.
The word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from Romans chapter 12, verse 19, which reads, "Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine. I will repay,' says the Lord." And that's it. And so that's a very, you could go on and on about the interesting features of that. Like if you never have to worry about retribution or paying somebody back for how they wronged you, you leave that all up to God and carry on with your life, you know, let things go, forgive, and leave the vengeance up to the Lord, because he's the one that's going to have the exact correct response.
Right.
Because, you know, that the vengeance requires judgment. And we are not to be judges. It says that if we judge, we become how does that go? That we fall into sin because then we become judges of the law. Isn't that correct?
That sounds close, but I have it in front of me, so I don't want to.
It's something about, well, anyway, we are not the ones that are equipped to judge either.
Right.
That is left to God, because he's the one that can. He can see the intent of the heart where we can't.
Right, right.
And so another interesting thing about the vengeance of God was something that you and I ran across in our Bible study on Saturday that occurred to you. And as we're reading right over it, it didn't occur to me. And so you caught it. But let me read it. It pertains to the word of the day. And it comes out of Isaiah chapter 59. And verse 17, which reads, "For he," with a capital H, the Lord, "for he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garment of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak."
Yes.
And he says, "According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. The coastlands he will fully repay." And so what you noticed about that was that vengeance isn't part of our armor of God. When we're instructed to put on the full armor of God, our armor doesn't include the garments of vengeance.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Strictly for the Lord.
Yep, and that's in, I wish I had it in front of me. The full armor of God is outlined in Ephesians.
I don't have that in front of me either.
I want to say 9:12, but I think...
Yeah, you. If anybody had to look, they could Google it.
I'm surprised I have to, because I know that. So, well, anyway, darn. Well, anyway, to put on the full armor of God in the book of Ephesians, and the scripture that you just read with the what, and what, I'd like to direct the readers to that. So which one was that?
Chapter 59, verse 17 in Isaiah.
Isaiah 59,
17.
There are two similarities, the breastplate of righteousness and the helmet of salvation.
Right.
Right. Are what the Lord also has on, but he's also saved by his own righteousness, it says. And we don't have that in our armor.
Right.
And the vengeance is not part of our armor, but part of his. So it was kind of neat. I'd never really focused on that scripture before. It's never really jumped out at me like it did on Saturday, I think, when we were reading that.
Yep.
So, yeah, it was, I liked it.
Yep.
Liked
interesting. That. Yep. And like I said, it just, it relieves you of a huge duty, actually. We're just called to forgive, you know, let it roll like water off a duck's back.
Right. Yep.
Be quick
and that's
to forgive.
Not easy to do.
No, it's not. Oh my gosh. As we all could say, I'm sure, you know, there's been instances, but, you know, once you have actually forgiven, you feel a lot better. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
Want to transition to.
Well, the vengeance of the Lord. He's all of these people with all of these attacks that are going on right now, and this huge mounting plan that China has to rule and dominate the world. They are not going to win in the end.
No,
and here they're dethroning God. They think they're dethroning God. This communist ploy, right? Well, you know, they're going to be the ones experiencing the vengeance of God.
Yeah, they're really going to be stepping in it because, you know, and we know that. I'll tell you what, this Ezekiel 38 war, I mean, could be coming at us so soon. Especially as we watch things accelerate. And remember what I said at the beginning of this year, what to expect in 2021, expect the unexpected. Anything and everything is possible, and expect it with no warning, and expect it to be the most bizarre, seemingly unrelated events that just kind of seem to just snowball. We're looking at food shortages right now. Corn prices, all the commodities are shooting way up right now. And we're not seeing that quite yet on the shelves as far as food prices. We're talking food prices going up. On top of that, we have this cyber attack on a major fuel pipeline on the East Coast that supplies 45% of the fuel to the eastern states, the East Coast, eastern side of the United States. So now there are fuel shortages, and they're talking about that, the ripple effect of that. Now, the cyber attack did not take out – it's not like the SCADA safety systems that we're really concerned about.
Right.
Adversaries targeting like nation state actors like Iran, North Korea, Russia, China. Those guys have the capabilities of you know, paralyzing us, telecommunications, transportation, fuel, all of this logistics, by attacking those systems. This was a ransomware attack where they steal a bunch of data and then they say, we're going to shut you down, or we're going to delete all of your family pictures of all your grandchildren unless you deposit $1,000 into this account. That's a ransomware type of attack. So this is a ransomware attack. Of course, you know, we've got the buffoon Joe Biden telling him that this is a private enterprise. They can pay ransom. And the State Department is doing the palm to the forehead thing going, no. But anyway, that's a side issue. So, this is a cyber attack, but it's a ransomware attack. It's not the attack of the systems through the cyber. Am I saying that right? Or did I say it right?
Yeah, I'm pretty
okay.
sure that.
All right. Now I feel like I'm starting to repeat myself. I'm just rewording it so I can say it better the fourth time. No.
Yeah, so everything's ramping up. We've got
food and fuel shortages now, and prices going up related to this. That was my bottom line.
Right, exactly. And the food prices going up also because of this fuel kind of shutdown, temporary shutdown crisis. And so we'll expect to see food prices go up because of that as well.
Or at least the excuse. I mean, that's the excuse. We're because remember, we are in the middle of the Great Reset. We're talking globalists, satanic forces.
And let me just throw out there, because we keep hearing about food shortages, and you know, this is not the case. America is huge as far as like land mass. And only 6% of the United States land is actually even developed, according to the United States Geological Survey. So that means 94% of the American continent is undeveloped. And if you're in a plane and you fly over the United States, there's so much room for farms and farmland and cropland, cattle grazing. You name it. There is so much space. We are so well set to produce unbelievable amounts of food. And yet the farmers in the past 20, 30 years now have been participating in a communist type of program. It's called the CRP, the Crop Rotation Program, which causes farmers to be paid an annual sum by the government to not plant crops, to return it into native grasses so that they are no longer growing wheat, they're no longer producing corn, whatever their regular crop is that they were growing. They're paid not to produce food anymore. Well, and so what happened with that, and I watched this happen on my own grandparents' farm in Montana, and what that did to all of the farming communities was wipe them out. And because all of the farmers, they over the 20 and 30 years, they got older and they got so used to just taking a paycheck that they all moved into town, like into the bigger towns and cities, and they left their farms. And so now, you know, where they had been very, very productive, now they're paid not to produce anything.
Right.
And so then all the little towns shut down too. So even if you wanted to farm at that point, you couldn't because you had to drive so far just to get a part. It would take you all day just to get a single part. And so this is the kind of thing that we've been watching happen throughout the United States. And so when they're saying, oh, food shortages, this nation could have easily had so much abundance.
And what we're talking about when we say food shortages, we're saying food at the store shortages.
Yeah,
the shelves are already, we're seeing gaping holes we never saw before COVID.
Right.
And at this point, it's not excusable. There's no reason for that. Or there's reasons, but there's no excuse.
Right.
And one thing we do know about communism, as it creeps in, whether it rushes in or whether it creeps in, food shortages always go hand in hand with communism. No matter the reason, whatever the excuse, whatever line they're feeding us,
It's controlled.
It's
intentionally controlled.
Right. There is enough technology and land and the ability to produce enough food. There should never be a starving person on Earth unless they get, I don't know, lost in a desert on their own. But when we see food shortages like we're seeing, that's when food is being used as a weapon.
Right.
The food supply is being used as a weapon.
That's right.
So this is what's happening. This great reset where the Faucis of the world, the Bill Gates of the world, and all of this entire swamp in Washington, D.C., and all these multi sickening millionaires who call themselves elected officials are part of this, and they're taking us for a ride.
Yep.
So we've got to be self-reliant. We've got to be self-sufficient. We've got to be resilient in our minds, in our hearts. We've got to stay close to the Lord. And there's physical, logistical things that we can do so that we're not taken out and we can still be effective.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
So, let's take a break. I want to talk about Israel, of course.
Yep.
That. And we've got
China.
China, yep. So we've got some very cool stuff to cover there and share a website, too, from Israel for their civil defense.
Yes.
Pretty neat.
Yep, excellent.
So speaking of defense, the sponsor for this segment is Strategic Self-Defense, customized professional training to teach and train you and consult with you on your property, your home, your business, your vehicles, to get the home field advantage of the area that you live and operate on a day-to-day basis. That's strategicself-defense.com, and we'll be back right after this.
Los Angeles Mayor Sam Yorty was questioned on Meet the Press.
The commission's, the president's report here says that it found no evidence of a conspiracy behind the riots of this last year. When you testified in Congress, I believe you said that you thought there were evidence of a conspiracy of communist groups infiltrating and so forth.
I didn't say I thought. I know there are.
So
I think every mayor of a big city has intelligence services, and we know that there are protest-type demonstrations, sometimes coordinated all over the world on the same day, and their intentions are to try and cause riots. Many organizations are openly in the field and communist-backed. They're trying to take advantage of the situation that exists to worsen it rather than try to solve it.
What are the names of one of those?
Well, RAM, Revolutionary Action Movement, there's no question about some of their connections, and they certainly don't disguise what their intentions are, and we are very concerned about the type of armament that they may have now.
All right, we're back here with segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two is brought to you by Israeli Defense Forces. No, that's next week. Prepping 2.0, Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher behind the microphone.
That's a little more likely.
Yeah, that's a little more realistic. We'd like it if they sponsored us.
Right.
And we'll take rockets. We'll take, you know, cryptocurrency. We'll
That's right.
take
whatever form of payment they want to send.
Right. Absolutely. Anything to fight off tyranny. So yes. In all forms. Just some FBI agents wringing his hands right now, like, "Oh, we got an in. We can set up a sting. We're going to take these guys out finally. They said they want rockets." Okay, all right, but prepping 2.0.
You know what our rockets would say what? On the side? Wiffle bat.
Yeah, here's your wiffle bat.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, to a tyrant near you.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll have to. We'll take votes on the names that we'd want to put on the tips of each of those. But let's see here. Where was I?
Well, so did we want to start with the coverage of the Israel attacks?
Yeah, well, we can. But first, also, speaking of support, we're grateful for our sponsors. They really do help offset some of the costs of doing this, but really the bulk of our support comes from you, the listeners, and we're really grateful for it. So if the Morning Commute is a blessing to you, Radio Free Redoubt, what we do here is something that you want to continue to help us stay on the air and continue doing this, any amount, $5, $10, or $20 a month, or you know, anything, whatever you're able to and whatever you think we're worth. So we appreciate it. You can go to radiofreeredoubt.com and just click on the donate or support RFR. I got to look again. Anyway, it will take you to a page with multiple different ways. We do take cryptocurrency too, by the way.
Yep.
Check that out. Israel.
Yes.
Yeah, there's several things. I don't know who wants to go for. Oh, I want to point you guys to, this is really cool, a national emergency portal for Israel. And you can write this. I'm going to give you the website. Get ready to write it down. But I'll tell you what, if you guys want some really good civil defense type information and plans for your family and things like that, you can get some great ideas because nobody's got civil defense down like the Israelis. And so here's their website. And it comes up in Hebrew, but over on the, I think it's the far left, you click on, start clicking on stuff across the top until you get a English option drop down. that's what I did. I can't remember how I got to it. But anyway, here's the website. It's www.oref, as in Oscar Romeo Echo Foxtrot, oref.org. And check that out. And I've got some stuff from, this was in our Ameron intelligence brief, by the way, that went out. The rocket attacks were not, the fuel situation was. I take that back. So, Lady Liberty, what do you got?
Well, anything related to Israel is going to be backed by quite the arsenal. We had discussed how they were going to defend themselves against what was being set up all around them called the Ring of Fire, right? They had they had over 150,000 missiles that were aimed at them through Hezbollah in Lebanon. And then Hamas and the Islamic Jihad had at least 150,000 missiles pointed at Israel, as well as tons of drones. And that is the attack that we're seeing right now is the attack from Hamas.
Yes.
And so what was cool is that Israel's defense arsenal is very impressive. They've got Iron Dome, which handles missiles, rockets, drones, and short-range missile threats. They've also got David's Sling,
yes,
which handles mid-range missile threats, and something called Arrow, which is for long-range missile defense. And so they're pretty well prepared for the Ring of Fire that is starting to, you know, oh boy, starting to hit them. And I was a little bit shocked. I'm surprised to see that they're actually being fired upon. You know?
I'll tell you what, it was moving. It was so moving to me. I got emotional. I got really emotional watching Israel being attacked with rockets.
That's right.
But seeing day and 170 rockets. I've got the information here. By the way, before we forget, we don't want to let this show slip away. Ilhan Omar gets the Wiffle Bat Award. She needs to be Wiffle Batted up one side and down the other because of her anti-Semitic, anti-Israel, calling for support, calling the for protection for the Palestinians from the terrorist Israelis.
Well, while they are attacking Israel, they want protection?
Right.
What?
Yeah, wiffle bat. Wham!
Yep.
So anyway, 170 rockets in 30 minutes into Israel, making it total 630 rockets fired within a 24-hour period. Virtually. Now, I'm reading this. This is coming from, I could not believe it when I saw this on Newsweek. Here's Newsweek's article. It is an op-ed, but I'm surprised the editorial staff allowed it. Ilhan Omar is justifying attacks on Israel and condemning Israel for defending against them. I'm surprised they let this opinion piece go because Newsweek has gone total hard left. Anyway, so virtually all of the targets have been civilian targets, apartment buildings, schools, but I guess it was the Iron Dome that they're using.
Right.
But you and I watched the video of their interceptors, the Iron Dome interceptor missiles taking out the incoming rockets.
Right. And they're using Iron Dome because those address the short range missiles.
Right.
Yeah.
And watching them take them out, you can see them. You can see them like
exploding in the air.
Exploding, taking out, intercepting these, blowing them up. But you see the trail, the contrail behind these rockets. They're like making like U-turns, you know, going after their designated targets.
Yep.
And super effective. There was, but sadly, there's been
at least 20 people so far.
30.
Oh, we've is got it up to 30
31
now?
Killed.
Wow.
And this is from Hamas. Hamas is a Iranian-backed terrorist group firing into Israel from Gaza. They just need to go in there and just wipe them out. God gave Israel to the Israelis.
Exactly.
It's not. But anyway.
Pray for those families of 31 people that have been killed so far. And, I mean, it's not minimizing those people because they are very significant and very important. But for 630 rockets being fired and that few deaths is very, very impressive as far as their defense goes.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we track Alerts USA, which, you know, brings us these alerts. And this is where I got a lot of the civil defense material and the links to their civil defense material. But Sam Culper at Forward Observer nailing it with the information and analysis he's putting out related to that. Yeah, I don't know if you know it. There's a massive ship. We're going to have to talk about it tomorrow. We're out of time. But a ship was intercepted with all the Chinese and Russian military hardware on its way to these groups.
Wow. Thank goodness that was intercepted.
Yep. Praise God. So anyway, well, geez, man, that went fast. Well, we got to whiffle about a couple people. One,
that's right.
At least. So, all right. God bless you guys. You tune in tomorrow morning and we'll see you here at 7 a.m.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Whiffle Bat Wednesday and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.